What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the UFC Quick Picks here on the Mayo Media Network. We have UFC Atlantic City this weekend, Blanchfield versus Fiore in the main event. 14 fights on the slate, should be a really entertaining card. As usual, I'm going to give you my favorite cash game play, tournament play, salary play, and a matchup I like from this event. Let's just get right into it. My favorite cash game play this week, I am rolling with the main event here. Going to play Erin Blanchfield at 8.8K. She is minus 185 to win over Fiore. And honestly, I think the fight should be lined competitively. I'm not even that confident Blanchfield wins, but Blanchfield has been a DraftKings superstar in her early UFC career. Scores of 126, 115, 95, 124, 98, 81. And several of those big scores have come in three-round decisions. Now she gets a five-round matchup against Fiore, where it's just clear that her upside is, 120-plus based on her style. She's an aggressive grappler. She averages 2.86 takedowns per 15 minutes. She's able to control fighters. She's able to land a lot of ground strikes. And over 25 minutes, if Blanchfield wins, I would expect it to come from grappling. She's going to score very well. She's also plus 150 to win inside the distance. And the fight as a whole is projected minus 150 over 3.5 rounds, minus 120 under 4.5. So, around that 4.5 round marker, which is a good case for Blanchfield in cash games. Because even if Blanchfield loses, which again, I do think is possible, she's still likely getting five rounds to work with. She could still land takedowns in that span. She could still land 60 to 100 significant strikes, and it gives her one of the best floors on this entire slate, along with one of the best ceilings. Plus, this is a card with a very strong top range in the 9.1, from 9 to 9.5K, let's say. We're getting Blanchfield at a discount at 8.8K. I think she's an easy option in cash games this week, and I will be rolling with her. All right, next up in tournaments, let's go with Caolin Lochran at 9.4K. Very difficult to decipher this top range, and I think you can make the case for anyone here. Julio Arce has got a great inside the distance line. Bruno Silva's got a great inside the distance line. Ruiz Boev, great inside the distance line. I mean, and I'm hoping those three will be prioritized over Lochran, who's only at minus 115 to win inside the distance, but is a pretty heavy favorite here over Angel Pacheco. He's minus 383 to win. And Lochran has the grappling upside that most of those fighters do not. He's an aggressive grappler. A lot of his success on the regional scene comes from takedowns. And he did shoot, more than 10 takedowns in his UFC debut against Taylor Lapolis. He actually shot 11 takedowns, still earned 6 minutes of control. Just Lapolis was able to defend him. But now he's fighting Pacheco, who in theory is at a big physical disadvantage, is at a big wrestling disadvantage, and probably won't be able to defend those takedowns. So Lochran, I think, either wins this fight by landing takedowns, controlling Pacheco, and finishing him on the mat, or by landing takedowns, Pacheco scrambling back up to his feet, and Lochran having to get more and more takedowns as the fight progresses. Either way, I'm projecting a pretty strong floor and ceiling for Lochran in a win. Still doesn't mean he's going to easily beat out Arce and Silva and Ruiz Boev, and it's totally fine to spread out your exposure in this range. I do like Lochran for his wrestling upside, especially if he can also win inside the distance. I think he can reach a ceiling that some of the others potentially cannot, who are more boom or bust, more dependent on an early knockout. Really strong range this week, but I'm going after the grappling upside with Lochran in tournaments. All right, my salary play of the week. Let's get a little bit frisky here. I'm going far down the board to Chris Weidman at 6.9K. He's the underdog against Bruno Silva, probably rightfully so. Bruno Silva is minus 245 to win. Weidman plus 205. And, Weidman's almost 40 years old now. He hasn't competed often recently. He's been hurt badly. He's had his leg broken. He's been knocked out plenty of times in his last 10 fights. So it's really, really hard to be confident in Weidman. This is not a safe play by any means. And I think the most likely outcome is that Bruno Silva can hurt him and finish the fight. But I hope that Weidman still has his grappling skills somewhere down there. He's an elite wrestler. He's an elite submission grappler, and that's primarily what's led him to success throughout his UFC career. And Bruno Silva still has defensive question marks there. I mean, you go watch Bruno Silva win against Andrew Sanchez in 2021, gave up 7 takedowns, put in dominant positions. And yeah, Silva still won that fight, but it's really hard to watch that and think Chris Weidman can't duplicate some success. And that's not an end-all be-all, but Gerald Meerschaert took Bruno Silva down. I think it's possible that if Weidman doesn't get knocked out early, Weidman can land takedowns, control Silva on the ground, and potentially even finish the fight. He's 6.9K. I don't think he's going to be very popular. It's a risky target, but we're saving a lot of salary here, and we're getting a grappling-based fighter who, if he wins, can probably exceed value and contend with the optimal lineup. So it's a tough range this week. Not a lot of safe options. I'm not projecting a ton of underdogs to even win. I think people are going to be on Dumas in this range more than Weidman. I think people might be on Petroski, Landwehr. And once you start getting into the mid-sevens, that's where more chalk will be. But this far down, I'm not expecting a lot of ownership. I like Weidman for the sneaky aspect, the leverage aspect against a more popular Bruno Silva, and the grappling. So 6.9K, salary play of the week is Weidman. All right, finally, our matchup of the week. I'm going to go with Chidi Njokuani versus Reese McKee. Njokuani's 8.6K, McKee 7.6K. Njokuani's a slight favorite at minus 138 now, so it keeps dropping toward McKee. Njokuani's a very experienced kickboxer and should have the advantages in this fight against McKee early. Both of Njokuani's wins in the UFC have come in round one. He's an early knockout artist, but the problem is, we've seen in recent fights that he can get flipped a little bit. He can get tired. He can fade and he can collapse. And so two of his last three losses have come by knockout, one in round one and one in round two. And that's concerning against a guy like McKee who gets hit a lot and is probably going to get beaten up early, but typically survives those and comes back and has success late. And McKee almost did that same thing to Andre Lussa in his last UFC fight, where he was getting beaten up early, was losing the fight, and hurt Lussa badly late in the fight, where if he just survives the first round and a half from Njokuani, McKee might be able to outpace him and hurt him and win inside the distance himself. Njokuani is minus 110 to win inside the distance. That's a great line for 8.6K. McKee's plus 165 to win inside the distance. That's a great line for 7.6K. The value's on McKee now. Either way, I think this fight's probably ending inside the distance. It's minus 500 to end inside the distance. We're probably getting a knockout one way or the other. At 8.6K, an early knockout from Njokuani should contend with the optimal lineup. And a mid-round to late-round knockout from McKee probably contends with the optimal at 7.6K. We'll probably get ownership here on both sides, but it's a really strong matchup to target. Maybe one that gets a little bit overlooked, but we'll see. I like Njokuani a little bit more for his early upside potential, but either way, this is a great fight to target, and I don't mind taking the underdog value on McKee there either. All right, that's it for this week's UFC Quick Fix. Thank you so much for the support. You can follow me on Twitter, BrittAppleyTTP. EstablishTheRun.com for all the premium content needs. Just finished a 2-hour podcast with my guy, Gambles Gordo, going over every single fight on the DraftKings slate. Full breakdowns, projections available as well. Please check that out at EstablishTheRun.com. Thank you very much. Stay safe. Talk to you soon. Peace.